Good afternoon. Thanks for being here with us at 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with your local news for Friday, December 16th. This coming Tuesday, December 20th, is the fourth stakeholder meeting for the committee tasked with envisioning the future of the Port Townsend Golf Course property and the property housing the Mountain View Commons. This is a community engagement process that has been underway for several months at this point, with the goal of soliciting input and perspectives from the community on what should be done with these publicly owned assets. Tuesday's meeting is the fourth and final stakeholders meeting scheduled for this phase of the engagement process, and while that certainly does not mean any final decisions will be made at this meeting, one would imagine that the recommendations of the group will be summarized and that the major stakeholders from the community, the golf course, and the Parks Department will be making their strongest arguments, advocating their position on the matter. The public is strongly encouraged to attend this meeting. It will take place on December 20th at 3:30 p.m. in City Council Chambers. The public can join in person or via Zoom. Interested members of the public should visit the project's website, where you can read a more detailed summary of the process and look through public comments received so far. There is a link printed in the text to this broadcast, or you can go to the City of Port Townsend website and search Engage PT. One takeaway, having viewed the last stakeholder meeting on November 15th, was that, at that point, there had not been any detailed alternatives presented as use concepts for the golf course property, while the Mountain View Commons property appears to already have at least one tangible option being considered. Parks and Rec Strategy Director Carrie Height said at the meeting, "Parallel to this process, there is another initiative that has been happening in the community, and it's called Healthier Together, and it's an effort to rebuild the pool and establish a community health and wellness center." She mentioned that whether the siting for this new pool is at Mountain View or up by the hospital or at the golf course, ideally they would find publicly owned land so that land acquisition is not part of the cost of construction. Yesterday, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that the agency will award $18.7 million to tribes, communities, and local governments across the Olympic Peninsula for removal of fish passage barriers like dams and culverts. In total, NOAA will fund 10 projects across Washington State, totaling $39.8 million. Together, these projects will help recover habitats for endangered migratory fish and support the sustainability of commercial, recreational, and tribal fisheries. The following organizations on the Olympic Peninsula received funding for fish passage projects: $10.4 million for culvert removal in the Quileute and Quinault watersheds. Wild Salmon Center and partners will be awarded these funds to design, permit, and remove 9 culverts on county and tribal reserve roads. $7 million for fish barrier replacements on the Olympic Peninsula. Trout Unlimited and partners will be awarded the funds to replace 8 fish passage barriers as part of the Coldwater Connection campaign. The effort will open more than 7 miles of spawning and rearing habitat for commercially and recreationally important salmon species. $1.23 million for Hoquiam River Dam Removal Feasibility Assessment. The City of Hoquiam and partners will be awarded the $1.23 million to assess the feasibility of removing the West Fork of the Hoquiam River Dam in the Lower Chehalis watershed. According to Senator Maria Cantwell, barriers like obsolete dams and impassable culverts prevent salmon from migrating to their spawning grounds. These first projects will make real progress in salmon recovery, including boosting stocks important to southern resident orcas and coastal ecosystems, as well as commercial, recreational, and tribal fishing communities on the Olympic Peninsula. The Washington State Patrol and other law enforcement agencies want everyone to stay safe on our roadways this holiday season. To that end, there will be 2 more high-visibility enforcement efforts this year by the WSP. What this means is on certain high-traffic dates, they saturate an area with visible patrols to deter crime and reduce serious injury collisions. Previous high VE patrols on November 19th and November 26th across the state resulted in almost 5,000 total contacts, 95 DUI arrests, 2,300 speed contacts, 85 distracted driver contacts, and 13 stolen vehicle recoveries. The next 2 planned high VE patrols are scheduled for tomorrow, December 17th, and Saturday, December 31st. The WSP offers updates on these patrols via Twitter, and you can find specific information for Jefferson County, which is part of District 8, by searching at WSPD8PIO. Please be prepared and be safe out there, everyone. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.